Hello, this is James Bradley. They call me JB East, and I'm proud to be with JB West, and that is Jeff J. Brown. You know, folks, if you look at the record, 2 months before the mainstream media began to talk about bioweapons labs in Ukraine, Jeff J. Brown was on this channel talking about them. He was there with the Mostis at the earliest point. And now, where's the mainstream media with bioweapons labs in Ukraine? They buried it before, they're burying it now. And here is Jeff J. Brown back to bring us up to date on one of the biggest crimes of the century. Jeff, take it away.
Thank you, James. Luckily, I can say optimistically that it's going to be really, really hard for the Western big lie propaganda machine to keep hiding this from the rest of the world, because 2 days ago, Russia at the United Nations Security Council presented its formal complaint through the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention, usually abbreviated BTWC. This was you and I reported on this. They, on 24 October in Geneva, they presented preliminary evidence about the United States and Ukraine violating the convention's rules, because they were using biological laboratories for biological weapons in Ukraine. This did not get much traction because only a handful of the 190 members of the BTWC showed up. However, now that it has gone to the United Nations Security Council, everybody, all the media around the world follows the Security Council, and this formal complaint will really, really expose it. I'm just going to read a few extracts of the Russian representative, Vasily Nebenzia, what he read to the Security Council, and in effect to the rest of the United Nations, the 192 countries. He spoke about such activities are conducted inter alia, indirectly, through the Pentagon's Defense Threat Reduction Agency, the DTRA, and private companies that are permanent contractors of the U.S. Department of Defense, including Black & Veatch Special Projects Corporation, CH2M Hill, and Metabiota. I have a note to add to that. For the last 8 months, JB West and JB East exposed Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, Bill Gates, George Soros, and Western Big Pharma all investing in and participating with these U.S. WMD bioweapon contractors. Keep in mind, folks, as we go through this, these are war crimes. These are Nuremberg war crimes, punishable by death, by hanging. I will continue on. They found, again, in front of the whole world, they found massive samples in the Ukrainian labs of cholera, anthrax, highly infectious influenza, and Newcastle disease for migratory birds and bats, including pathogens of plague, leptospirosis, brucellosis, as well as coronaviruses, which is affecting all of us now, and filoviruses that are all potentially infectious to humans. My note, JB West and JB East exposed play money coated with highly virulent tuberculosis, hepatitis A epidemics around the WMD bioweapon labs in Ukraine, torture of mental patients, and other crimes against humanity. The Russians also reported that they found 13 drones equipped with 30-liter containers and equipment which can be used to spray bioagents. They have asked and are demanding to know questions around a U.S. patent from 2015, which is right there, available to everyone to see at the U.S. Patent Office, for an unmanned aerial vehicle for the aerial release of infected mosquitoes. Can you believe this? For a device designed to be applied as a technical means of delivery and use of a biological weapon. This is written in the patent. Quote, biological and immunobiological agents, bacteria, and viruses, including highly contagious, that could wipe out 100% of the enemy troops. Folks, this is WMD bioweapons, Nuremberg war crimes. The United States developed these drones to attack people to get them highly affected. And the patent says, the description clearly states that an infected military will not be able to fulfill the assigned mission. Therefore, sickness can be a more valuable military tool than the most up-to-date military guns and equipment. It is indicated that infecting enemy's manpower in such a way would be of a significant military effect. This is in a 2015 U.S. patent that the U.S. military has. Note, this is a new generation version of the Japanese dropping WMD bioweapon infected rodents and insects over China, which killed hundreds of thousands of people, 1935 to 1945, and the U.S. using this same 20th century technology during the Korean War, 1951 to 1952, all conclusively proven. Go to www.bioweapontruth.com and just click on the link for the Global Online Library, which is free for all the world to see. I also want to point out that in accordance with the U.S. legislation, a patent cannot be issued in the United States unless a complete description of the actual machine assembly is provided. Therefore, it follows that a container as a bioagent delivery means has been developed and can be quickly manufactured. I would also like to point out that not just what I just mentioned, but the 2003 SARS, COVID-19, Ebola, Lyme, Zika, MERS, H1N1, H1N9, and all other epidemic pathogens are patented by the U.S. military, Western Big Pharma, the Rockefeller Foundation, Bill Gates, and other imperial actors. All of these outbreaks are not accidents. In conclusion, now, something unusual. On the 24th in Geneva, they just said, we would like for this to be followed up on. Now, Russia is naming dates. He said at the UN Security Council, we also expect the Commission would present a relevant report on the issue containing recommendations to the Council no later than November 30, 2022, and inform the BTWC states, parties, note there's 190, it's essentially all of the United Nations except three or four African nations, and I don't know why they did not sign up, but it's essentially the entire United Nations, of the results of the investigation at the 9th Review Conference to be held in Geneva, November 28th to December 16, 2022. So this is a double whammy for Western Empire. They've lodged this formal complaint. They've said November 30th, and it just so happens that the Biological and Toxic Weapon Convention is going to meet in Geneva. It had already been scheduled for over 2 weeks in late November and early December. There, all 190 countries will be there, and Russia and I'm sure China and other countries that know what's going on are going to be pushing for something to happen. At that meeting, Russia will articulate its further approach to ensuring national, regional, and global biological security, depending on the results of the consideration of our complaint and the draft UNSC resolution. The outcomes of this work will also define our position with regard to the strengthening of the BTWC and resolving the situation with violations of the BTWC by the U.S. and Ukraine in the context of the activity of U.S. biolabs on Ukrainian territory. So the problem right now is that the BTWC has no teeth. All the United States and Ukraine have to do is say, okay, we don't care. It's unfortunately, it's like the International Criminal Court. If the accused doesn't want to participate, they can just bow out. And that's the case with this bioweapon toxin convention, unfortunately. So I think what's going to happen is Russia's going to be pushing to add teeth to the convention so that countries like the United States and all of its vassals who are involved in this global network of WMD bioweapon production can be convicted. Now, this is really interesting. In closing, he said, the propaganda toolkit of our Western colleagues has what they believe to be a hard-hitting argument. Russia is raising a false alarm, spreading disinformation, misleading the Security Council members, distracting the council from discussing more important matters, end of quote. At the same time, we hear nothing of essence today. Actually, our Western colleagues had nothing to say, save that in their high peremptory opinion, all this is not worth even the tiniest bit of attention. Funny enough, some of you still cannot tell the difference between biological and chemical weapons, mixing the two together. We were told today, IA, by the representative of the UK, that all the issues had been considered and Russian allegations dismissed. By whom? By you? Of course. What the United Kingdom believes to be true is always the ultimate undisputable truth. If the UK rejects the allegations, then we can call it a day. Talk about, you know, a slap in the face to the United Kingdom and the United States. He continues, in spite of the UK and the US saying it's a bunch of propaganda and lies, our 300-page long compilation that we shared is in evidence. From all that was said today, we are particularly touched by the remark of our American colleague. She referred to the UN Office of Disarmament Affairs, the ODA, saying that there was no military biological activity of the US and Ukraine, and asserted that this statement by ODA was a proof in itself. Do you think that we are that naive to believe that the Pentagon would have informed the UN ODA and its high representative about its secret military biological programs in Ukraine? And then as a note, these 300 pages have been presented by JB West and JB East over the last 8 months and uploaded to the Bioweapon Truth Commission Global Online Library. The hyperlink has been provided. www.bioweapontruth.com. Click on the library link and go to the Ukraine directory, and it's all there. James and I have also done, over the last 8 months, exposés on Western child trafficking. This is all in the Ukraine. Western child trafficking, money laundering, Ukrainian baby farms, Red Cross, and Israeli child organ harvesting in Mariupol, Ukraine, and other crimes against humanity. It's enough to make your stomach turn. Back to the Russian representative. Let me stress again, neither the U.S. nor Ukraine responded to our question either in Geneva or in the case of the U.S. here today. I think that the representative of Ukraine who will speak later in this meeting is not going to do this as well. That is why we keep taking steps within the BTWC framework. We lodged a complaint with this council, and we put forward a draft resolution requesting an investigation. We have the right to do this, whether you like it or not. So let us remain in the legal field and save our political assessments for other meetings. I want to point out, and this is in closing, to close out, remember these are heinous, grotesque WMD war crimes. Russia will push the BTWC to add enforcement teeth to its charter so that international Nuremberg trials can be conducted against the United States and its vassal partners for bioweapon war crimes. If it cannot, I suspect Russia will conduct its own Nuremberg trials on behalf of all of humanity. And then I want everybody to put all this in perspective, thinking back, during the Cold War and today. During the Cold War, the world was divided into two blocks, Soviet and imperial capitalist. Today, the world is multipolar, and much of humanity is listening with open ears to the West's many enemies. Humanity chose sides, and no one listened to the perceived enemy. But that's not true today. Today is different. The Asian Quad, China, Russia, Iran, and DPRK, or North Korea if you prefer, is an unbreakable force. Cooperation and cohesion among the West's many enemies are flourishing. China's global BRI, Belt and Road Initiative, is building bridges with Russia's EAEU, Eurasian Economic Union, ASEAN, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, BRICS, and its NDB, New Development Bank. The SCO, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, is slowly melding with Russia's CSTO, the Collective Security Treaty Organization, CICA, CICA, which is the Conference on Interaction and Confidence Building Measures in Asia, which just met. Furthermore, Mali and other African neo-colonies are kicking the French out and sending them home. Russia and China are locking arms with Africa, the rest of Asia, Central and South America, and Oceania. So today, it is indeed different. Russia's WMD bioweapon complaint, United Nations Security Council, in the United Nations Security Council, exposes Western Empire for what it is: war criminals committing global genocidal crimes against humanity. In conclusion, all of humanity will now know that Western Empire wears no clothes.
So I'd like to ask the audience, have you heard any of this on the mainstream media? The answer is no. I think we owe a debt of gratitude to Jeff J. Brown for keeping us up to date and for telling us the truth. This is JB East out in Singapore today saying thank you, JB West, Jeff Brown.